Hello, and welcome to What's Buzzin' in Brick, the podcast that buzzes with all things Breckenridge County. And joining me today is...
Melvin Tate.
A local farmer and business owner here in Breckenridge County. We're diving deep into the heart of our community today to explore the farming industry, its challenges, and its impact. Welcome, Evan Tate.
Could you tell our listeners a bit about your business and its history here in Breckenridge County?
Sure. So, my family and I, we own what we call Tate Cattle Company. It started long before I come along, but the name kind of come with me. We're a registered cattle operation that raises bulls, and we send those to people in the county and outside the county and outside the state of Kentucky for them to use as breeding purposes. But since then, we've kind of evolved. We added a hog operation and a sheep operation to that, and then began a meat business. Where we sell kind of a higher-end, locally grown meat product.
That's fascinating, Mr. Tate. We'd love to hear more about why you chose to start your business right here in Breckenridge County.
Mainly because I'm from here, okay? Grew up in Breckenridge County, and really and truly outside of college and quite a bit of traveling with professional careers, never really left. And so it just made a natural fit for us to stay here and add to the family operation that was already started before me. And so, and our contribution to the county is no more than no less than any other farm that's out there. At some point, right, everything that's produced here has some implication on the county one way or another, whether it be from row crops, tobacco, cattle, sheep, whatever. It's not just us. The thing that maybe makes us different from an eye appeal standpoint is most of our stuff just comes back here directly. It doesn't go out somewhere and then come back. So there's more of a direct relationship with us here. We have felt a lot of support, especially, I mean, from the get-go. It takes a lot of cash, a lot of time, And honestly, a lot of willpower to kind of start down this road with what we did. And so the community getting behind us, understanding what our goals were, and understanding that at the end of the day, our number one goal was to take care of ours. And ours is being Breckenridge County, right? And then we would worry about the rest of the world. And so after that message got out and people bought into that, we got a lot of support from Breckenridge County and continue to do so and are super thankful for it.
That's incredible, actually. Whenever it comes to advertising your products in Breckenridge County, what strategies have you found that have been more useful than others?
At the end of the day, if you want to market yourself, just be different than the crowd, and all of a sudden, you might be an innovator in people's eyes. And so... when we brought out pork and they said, why, your name is Tate Cattle Company, why are you selling pork, right? She's like, you're crazy for doing this. But they were thinking more mainstream and I was way outside the box in my thinking. And one of the things that we've tried to do is come at it from not only the most cost-effective manner that we could put together, but from several different angles. And the reason we do that, some of us are auditory learners, some of us are visual learners, some of us are kinesthetic, right? So we either see it, read it, or feel it, okay? So our marketing is kind of built around that to some extent. So for those people that like to hear it, we have the radio, okay? And we'd be a very consistent advertiser on local radio. For those people that like to see it, we have Facebook, our website, all those type things. We do a lot of Facebook ads. So we do a roadside stand, right? Every Friday night in Harnett. You'll see our trailer there and it's there consistently. And that's kind of there for those people, not only to come and purchase product, but those that need to see it, kind of feel it, they can come there if they've never purchased anything before and they can kind of walk through our trailer and our freezers and understand it better.
Your family started with cattle, What brought you to the decision of getting pigs and sheep with that?
So it was basically just analyzing what we had already paid for, what we had in our pockets and figuring out how to plug more money back in. And that's where we got our start. To do a good job with hogs, you need your own feed grinder. We had it. You need feed storage capacity. We had it. And you need concrete. And we had it. The only thing we didn't have was the genetic package. And that's one of the things that I love to study, is the genetics part of it. And so I started calling old advisors, old mentors, people that I'd met throughout the country. And I landed on a set of hogs in Wisconsin. We were able to maintain a size of an operation, and we had a captive market that I didn't have to worry about some guy with a white shirt and tie in Chicago changing the prices of pork, and it really affected me. I basically built all that around our hogs. And so that made that operation work.
What is like your value on like coaching or mentorship in the farming industry?
That's a great question. I will tell you this. When I was in high school, I was on the judging coach. I was on the judging teams, the parliamentary procedure teams, all through college the same way. I have a great relationship with all those teachers, with all those mentors, with all those coaches. I talk to them on a regular basis. My judging coach from high school, he was the one, when I told him about the hog business, I said, I want to do this. He said, one, I think you're crazy. But two, things had evolved so much since I'd really kind of been in the hog business that I was behind the times. And without his coaching and advisement, we would have had a genetic train wreck right out of the gate using what I thought I was going to use. But what I didn't factor in are all the things I still didn't know, right? I still had to go back and learn some lessons. And it's cost some money. They'll tell you that education's expensive whether you pay for it or not. And that's extremely true, okay? I mean, that's just the honest truth about it. That's a quick way to show you financial gain, and think about all the headache that they saved me, right? Because I would have been 2 years into that thing before I figured out that my product wasn't that great. They saved our business before it ever really got started. So the answer to mentorship and coaching is it's imperative. And so experience comes with that, and being willing to coach comes with that. And so coaching is great, but being willing to take that information and put it in your pocket and think about it and utilize it is another. The answer to your question is mentorship, highly important. Being willing to be mentored is even more so.
Thank you, Mr. Tate, for sharing your insights and experiences in the farming industry here in Breckenridge County. It's been an enlightening conversation, and you've been a joy to have here.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us to this episode of What's Buzzin' in Breck. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of the vital role that farming plays in our community.